You're listening to KUOW Seattle. Local advocates are organizing a sleepout at Westlake Park. They're calling it Occupy the Committee to End Homelessness in King County. That committee's been at work since 2005 on a 10-year goal to end homelessness in King County. Some feel King County's plan doesn't provide enough support for interim shelters. Families are waiting 6 months to get crisis shelter. And the number of people counted on the street during the annual one-night count is nearly 2,800 people without homes. The Committee to End Homelessness is revisiting its 10-year plan and making some changes in the strategy. Joining us to tell us about it, Adrian Quinn, director of the King County Department of Community and Health Services. And Adrian is also a member of King County's Committee to End Homelessness. Adrian, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you very much, Ross. I appreciate being on air.
Now, that number of 2,800 people in the last one-night count, how does that compare to 8 years ago when the campaign to end homelessness began?
Our number of people that we've been counting has actually, and unfortunately, remained constant as a percent of our population. So as we have increased the number of areas where we've counted, the number has grown. However, within the last 8 years, we have also been able to provide housing for 34,000 people who have come off the streets. So we have, over the course of time, had many successes, 5,000 new units of housing, and again, 34,000 people coming off the streets. But I think we're at a point where we're discovering that there are certain practices that work better than others, and there is more that we need to do than just build units of housing and shelter beds.
And I don't need to tell you, there's been a lot of criticism of focusing on that so much and not looking at crisis housing, some of the things that the tent cities have been providing. Is that the kind of change you're thinking of doing with the plan?
I think the change is more, some of the areas where we've seen tremendous success are moving to a model that's called rapid rehousing, and also prevention work here in Seattle, too. And two examples that I would give are, one, with rapid rehousing, what we're finding is for an amount of money that is less than what it costs for a shelter bed, we are able to move people into permanent housing immediately. So you skip the step of having to go into a shelter, and you go to directly into permanent housing, which gives us the opportunity to provide more case management, much more dignity for individuals who are in crisis. Secondly, we are working a lot more in prevention right now, too, and I'd say we've had some very recent successful efforts for youth that are homeless, including a program that's called Project Safe, which is working with Metro and also King County Library Systems. And if there's a young person who's in crisis, they can tell the bus driver or the library or some of our other business partners that they need help.
And get connected more quickly.
Yes.
What about this new data from Catholic Community Services showing a six-month waiting list for people to get crisis shelter? Will the revisions in the 10-year plan address that problem?
Yes, that is far too long a wait, and some of the things that we need to work on are helping to get long-term stayers out of shelter. There are some instances where people have been remaining in shelter for very long periods of time, and we need to use case management to help those people get the supports they need. Pretty recently, Catholic Community Services was able to move 50 men out of the St. Martin de Porres shelter, and 11 of them actually went into market rate housing.
Yeah.
The rest went into other types of housing. But we need to help people move more quickly, and that will open up additional spaces. But more importantly, we really need to look at systems and prevention so people don't wind up on the streets to begin with.
Hey, Adrian, thank you so much for speaking to us. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Adrian Quinn directs the King County Department of Community and Health Services and is a member of King County's Committee to End Homelessness. That 10-year plan to end homelessness was supposed to end by 2015. It looks like that's kind of unlikely. Local advocates are organizing a sleepout at Westlake Park tomorrow night called Occupy the Committee to End Homelessness in King County. You're listening to The Record.